Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Wow, we got new music. Listen to that.
I requested a change in the music.
Did you?
From our last week on the TV side.
All right.
The coming back music bed,
okay,
sounded like you were playing the flute or something in your school band. It was like too mild for me.
Really?
So I like this. I like a beat, you know. But it's Big Marty there in charge of the.
With the voiceover, producing, everything else. Good to see you, Marty Allen. Good to see Kurt as well. Leo Simone, our fearless producer.
With the whip.
Yeah, the preseason's underway. Camp Beeline is underway. Cavaliers are 1-2 in the preseason. They picked up a victory over Argentina's San Lorenzo a week ago, 120-89. The Cavaliers then went into Detroit. Good game. Lost to the Pistons 109-105 as the Pistons rallied in the fourth quarter. And the Cavs yesterday shorthanded in Boston. That was not a good game. Celtics 118, Cavaliers 72. In the next segment, we're going to catch up with Coach John Beeline, who spoke after a lengthy practice today about the Cavs' performance. Again, the Cavs shorthanded, but some habits, I guess you could say, Rafa, that the Cavs need to nip in the bud.
And I think we have mentioned it, John, and first of all, a big hello for everybody listening to us here on Cavs Radio Network. A big thing that Coach Beeline has emphasized since he came here was that going back to the fundamentals of
right.
the game, trying to work with young guys and the veterans about the basis of the game, the foundation of the game. And I think when you talk about something that another of the things that Coach Beeline has really made it a point to know is that he really wants to keep the turnovers down. There's nothing more, I don't want to say annoying, but there's nothing that gets him more, which is like giving out the ball, not taking care of the ball.
Cavs assistant general manager Mike Gansey, of course, played for John Beeline at WVU. Gansey was tough, by the way.
Yeah.
And he said that his biggest pet peeve, turnovers. And yesterday, the Cavs turned it over 27 times for 29 Celtic points. It could not have been an easy night of sleep for head coach John Beeline.
And we'll hear him in our next segment talk about the majority of those turnovers. I wasn't there because I was doing my duties
with the Browns, but I think he
talked most of the, or at least a good chunk of the turnovers came from the on the
traveling
time.
The traveling epidemic in the preseason. I mean, it's they told us that's what they were going to do, the officials, and they said the two things we're going to crack down on: number one is traveling, number two is offensive fouls in terms of players warding off with their offhand, and they have.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, through the first three games, we've seen just a load of traveling calls.
Now, my question to you is it that the players are hoping that it's going to go away, or is it?
No.
Because you know what I mean? It doesn't seem like in the preseason they have adjusted, or maybe we're seeing most of the young guys playing in the preseason. I mean, I don't know what it is, but it's not like it really, like the players got the same speech we got in a broadcasting meeting.
Right. You're going to hear in the next segment John Beeline talk about this. But he said, listen, these guys have been doing this their whole lives this way. And we're talking about catching a pass and then before you put the ball on the floor, just a little shift of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they're cracking down on those. They're looking directly at the feet. That's what they told us they were going to do, the officials, coming into the season, and we've just seen a load of traveling calls.
Yeah.
So I think for a lot of players, they simply have to relearn what they've been doing their whole lives.
That came natural, yeah. And maybe
They're not waiting for anything.
And just to be fair to the league and the refs, just the fact that you've been doing it all your life doesn't mean you've been doing it right.
Right.
But they are really going to look into the pivot foot and also the carrying of the ball. They're really not talking about the guys taking 3-4 steps to get to the basket, like Giannis, who takes 3 steps on half court and he's under the basket. So it's more that, like what you said, after the catch, that first move, what the player is doing with his pivot foot, it's what they're really calling, and they're calling the minimal lift of the pivot, and they're calling it a turnover, a travel.
Right. And again, I mean, listening to Coach Beeline, he says they're right. I mean, really, if you slow it down and you look at the video, they are traveling. The question is, did they glean any advantage from that?
No.
I mean, as opposed to somebody who takes 3 or 4 steps before hammering home a monster dunk, right? I mean, going from the top of the key to the rim.
And we saw Coach Beeline this morning talking about that to the players because by doing that change in the rule, The NBA, they were clear about the fact that they don't want to call more traveling. They just want to call the ones that they were supposedly missing, which in a way means they're going to call more travel.
It was funny. Yeah.
Right?
Monty McCutcheon talked about
that. I thought, like, did he just?
Yeah. He's former
Monty McCutcheon. Like a Yogi Berra thing, you know?
If that name's familiar to you, Monty McCutcheon, former NBA official, now is in charge.
I liked him as a ref.
Yeah. And he's now in charge, and he's the one who puts on the you know, whenever we meet, he's the one who puts on the presentations. And he laughed. He said, our desire is not to blow the whistle more often on traveling violations.
But they will.
Then in his next breath, he said, but that's going to happen. You better get used to it.
But part of the things that we're going over today is, you know, with the referees on the court, they each have a duty of what to do when a player catches the ball. Like the one at the top of the key looks at his feet. The other one looks when he shoots and when he lands, where he lands. Now they have switched, and the ref in the baseline is the one that is going to be looking at the feet exclusively of the player who has the possession. So hopefully the fact that we've been working on that, on those fundamentals, we've been doing drills on that today, hopefully that will show up in our column of turnovers during the season.
And if it doesn't, I mean, that's going to continue. And I think the officials are going to continue this right into the season. All right, we're up against the break. When we come back, Cavs head coach John Beilein, we will hear from him right here on Cavs HQ. Garland waits for a Thompson screen, steps back, launches a three. Got it. Oh, my. Good stroke by Garland. Garland leaks out, double clutches, and scores. Here is Garland to the rim. Who says barbecue season is only in the summer? With all the variety Eckrich has to offer, you can enjoy your favorites all year long. With the best Eckrich hot dogs and sausages all under 200 calories, turn your grill into the next five-star restaurant. 115 years of experience guarantees that once you try Eckrich, you won't go back. With all products being sold at your local Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers, it won't be hard to start your five-star cooking today. Quality you can taste in one bite.
NBA G League Basketball is back, and tickets are on sale now for the Canton Charges' exciting ninth season at the Civic Center. Don't miss opening night Saturday, November 9th, when the Charge take on the Lakeland Magic. Join the team in honoring the men and women who've served our country at Salute to Service Night presented by Ohio Cat. Plus, all fans receive a magnet schedule courtesy of D.D. Stutz's Catering. Tickets as low as $8 at CantonCharge.com. Be a part of Charge Basketball. We are Canton.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. Two shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserve seats are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com and livenation.com.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Cleveland! Cavs basketball is back, and so are fan-favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Sexton between the circles. Goes the other way, launches a contested three! That's good! Oh, my!
This year's promotion schedule features six bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today.
One bite the dust. Is that Jones playing the bass, doing our opens for us?
It is not Another One Bites the Dust.
No, but it sounds like it.
Queen.
Yeah. Sounds like Jones.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ. Dun, 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 dun. John Michael, alongside the Spanish voice of the Cavs and the Spanish voice of the Browns, Rafa Hernandez Brito. I was thinking about you during the Cavs game yesterday. You, of course, were covering the Browns. Just crossing my fingers, hoping for the best, watching the ticker during the Cavs game, and didn't work out, huh?
No, they got off to the best start of the season,
looked
scoring
like
a touchdown in the first three possessions. You know, they scored to open the game. the Seahawks answered right back, and then our defense adjusted to some of the scrambling. But he is amazingly good when you watch him live, Russell Wilson. Yeah. He is just so good.
Makes plays.
He throws passes, John. Like, the only thing he didn't throw yesterday was that finger roll. But he throws these floaters and over the defensive men and everything. So, at the end of the day, you know, I know Browns fans are very upset this morning because today as well still because the ref had something to do with
yeah,
it. But at the end of the day,
I saw some of those.
At the end of the day, when you turn it over four times and you only steal it once, it's never going to – it's rarely going to add to a W. And that's the situation that the Browns got themselves into. They started with three possessions, with three touchdowns, and then the four possessions after that in the first half were a blocked punt, two interceptions, and the end of the half. So if you consider the blocked punt almost a turnover because they gave it they
same
gave
idea.
Short field,
right,
it's
same
like
idea.
You're talking about a very turn, quick turn in the half, and then in the second half, the Seahawks controlled the ball very well.
Well, our Cavaliers had a turnover problem on Sunday as well. Cavaliers coughed it up 29 times for 27 Boston points. Cavs were shorthanded, playing without six regulars in the game. Still didn't sit particularly well with Cavs head coach John Beilein, and here was coach after practice today.
All right, good news is we had a practice, and we only had two or three guys out. We didn't have six guys out, so we were able to practice a little bit in between. Guys have had the good news about the injuries. Guys have a little bit of rest, so we could push them a little bit harder today. And we got better. We're trying to do some things, cover some things that haven't been covered yet, cover some things that the Celtics did very well against us, and then trying to also look at what we're doing and how can we be the most efficient right now at this time of the year and then grow throughout the year. So we didn't watch film. We walked through some of the stuff today. It's very unusual for me not to watch film with them, but we felt that might be tough. That might be going back to the scene of the crime, and we decided not to do that. Let's just talk about some of the actions that we got to get better in. So their energy was good, their enthusiasm was good, and I know they're excited about playing tomorrow.
So the three you are missing, Dylan, Ante, and John?
That's correct. That's correct.
Do you? Is there any chance of Ante or John playing in the preseason finale?
I don't think there's a chance of John. There was a chance of Ante today, but then something must have happened because he never got in there. So I'm assuming no. I would, both of them are, one's definite out, the other one's doubtful.
John obviously missed a bunch of time last year when you weren't here, and early indications at the start of training camp is that he was giving you a different element, the shot blocking, the stretch for the offense. Did you see enough from him at the beginning of camp, even though he hasn't been able to play in the preseason, that makes you feel like he does have a role?
Yeah, there was several times. And I don't mean, you know, 20 or 30 times. Several means, what is it, 3 to 8 times maybe? Mm-hmm. Is that what several means maybe? That I said he could be a difference maker. But then he was hurt again. So you didn't get to see it in consistency. I've seen him so limited this year because he's basically been injured almost every day that I've known him. So, and he was really ready to come back, and we worked him out, and he was going to play against Boston, and then he ended up spraining his ankle, and so we're just waiting for that to get ready now.
Anything else, guys? A couple of the guys in the locker room after yesterday's game were talking about a lack of toughness on defense, saying, like, that was a difference between Boston and us. They were the aggressors sort of thing. Is that a mindset situation?
I think that was an experience set yesterday. They had a bunch of guys that, you know, the three of them just got done playing for the world championships, right? They got other guys that they've been in the playoffs, and they have different experience, different veteran stuff to them. We don't have that enough of that. Guys who have been in big moments, and they're really trying to get ready for the start of their season. They seem to have great chemistry, great togetherness on that team, and they showed it yesterday, especially defensively. Got up, got into us, bothered us. On the other hand, we did get, I mean, when on the plane, I was really disappointed in our offense, and I looked at the plane, and we had 7 or 8, like, wide point-blank threes that we didn't make any of them. And that was that going to help us win the game? I don't know, but it would have kept us from that blowout we were in.
Specifically with Colin and Jetty, it seems as just like from last year, they had some troubles when Kevin wasn't on the floor. How can they get better as a duo when he's not on the floor? Because that could happen sometimes, and they may have to be able to do it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's as much of a – I mean, Kevin was – I'm sure they had good games last year when Kevin – you'd know more about that than me. Right. I can't distinguish between that right now. I do know that, you know, they the next shot they make or the next play they make that's positive could change everything around. I think the bigger issue is that Colin had 4 or 5 walks, and yeah. I think his foot probably moved this much. And as I told you before, we looked at everyone. Everyone was technically a walk, but his foot moved this much. This has never been called since they were a little kid, and we worked on it for 15 minutes to start practice today. Those are the things that are getting in the way a little bit more than whether Kevin is on the floor or not.
Did the league tell you going into preseason that they were going to try and get down on?
Yeah, when I went to the NBA head coaches meeting, they had a good 30-minute session with all the coaches. We'd go from stations. This was one of them. I also was a big in the NCAA college basketball. I was a big proponent of teaching people what is a walk, what is not a walk, and they call it right. But it is, they got to decide, you know, is this really worth it? For example, the official that used to be nearest the ball would usually look for a foul. Now, when your guy catches the ball, he just looks at his feet. They go feet first, then foul. They used to look at the upper body. So they're watching that. And really, if you move your foot 1 inch, they're calling it. So I'm not going to second guess what they're doing. I think they're trying to avoid those embarrassing situations where guys take 3 steps and it's all over the news. I just hope we're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater here, because it's going to be tough for officials. It's tough for players in this short amount of time to get used to. But we're working on footwork like crazy, and that's been the suggestion, and we'll get better at it.
Well, there it is. Turnovers, traveling. At the forefront of what coach is preaching and what he's been thinking about really throughout camp.
Throughout the whole camp,
right.
And since he got here, I think it's something that I don't want to say falls into his lap in terms of what he needs to get across with the guys, because
in terms of what? Fundamentals?
In terms of the fundamental that he's trying to go back to with the, you know, we see the drills that they've been running in practice every day during this training camp. But at the end of the day, when you're talking about 29 possessions given up, it's rarely going to end up good when you give up the ball that many times. So
yeah, and it was a problem also in Detroit a couple of evenings previous. Cavs coughed it up 17 times in that ball game. Go
and
ahead.
I think the turnovers, John, also have a lot to do with those dry spells that the Cavs fell into in the last two games in Boston and in Detroit.
Sure.
Detroit started in the fourth quarter
no
with
question.
12-point lead. You know, they don't score in the first 4.5 minutes, and then. In Boston, they had another dry spell. Even though they both teams had a rough start.
Right. Here's a prediction: the average last season, average turnovers per team per game is right around 14.
Yeah.
If this continues, enforcing the traveling, I'm going to say that number is going to be 16 or 17. I'm going to say 17.
I would say more. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's going to go. That's a ton. I mean, and you know, NBA talks about pace of play as well. I'm not questioning, by the way, what they're doing. Okay, I mean, they're enforcing the rules. We've seen this before. Remember hand checking?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how many whistles we saw right when that was enforced? But now we don't see as many, and hand checking has effectively stopped in the NBA. I think that's what they're hoping happens, so I'm not questioning that, but I'm saying pace of play is going to be slower, and turnovers are going to be up. Pace of play is going to be a lot slower, and that's something that the NBA has been concerned about over the last couple of years as well.
And it goes back to when you talk about hand check, when you talk about the other rules are mostly on the defensive side.
Well, to
they're trying to speed
scoring.
The pace.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Increase scoring.
This is talking about something that you said the offensive players have been doing all their lives,
yeah.
And now they're really – I don't want to say put it in under a microscope.
They are.
But they are.
For sure.
So that's stopping the scoring.
Right.
So
usually, most of the rule changes or rule enforcements that we've seen are offensively based.
Yeah. Keeps the possession going.
This is stopping. The end result is that there's going to be more scoring. This one will have the opposite effect. All right, we're going to take a break. More Cavs HQ right after this.
Con posesión de balón para el último tiro del cuarto. Jordan Clarkson, 1-1 contra Callaway. El step back de 3 de la esquina. Sí, señor. Jordan Clarkson conecta el sexto triple del primer cuarto para los Cavs, dándole ventaja de 7, la mayor del primer cuarto y del partido.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid and innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, the dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
You can create your own court using the template design tools available at Cavs.com/court. Winners will have their design replicated and placed in the Sherwin-Williams entrance of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Winners receive 2 tickets to a Cavs game and will be honored as one of the winners of the Sherwin-Williams Color Your Court Contest. Contest ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, November 22nd, 2019. Grab your crayons, painter markers, and color your court to win.
We're back on Cavs HQ. The Cavaliers tomorrow at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse wrap up the preseason as they host the Boston Celtics, tail end of a home and home. Tip is at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets at Cavs.com.
That'll be my first game at the new Fieldhouse.
Yeah, you've been busy. You know what you missed on Sunday as you were calling the Browns game? You missed the we want taco chants in Boston as the crowd wanted 7-5 Taco Fall to take the floor, and indeed he did in the fourth quarter. And we're going to see Taco on Tuesday. That's tomorrow right here at the Cube.
I can't wait. I'm going to wait for him to come out and do his warm-ups and get a picture of him and Joe G.
Okay.
Because we always have a –
Joe Gabriel.
We have a picture of Joe Gabriel with Joe G.
Right.
With Boban Marjanovic, right. And they're all palming his head.
Right.
So I think Taco Fall is the next one on that collection.
Easy guy to root for out of UCF.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was listed in publications
bright
this
guy
summer.
Too.
Yeah, as tall as 7'7", but the NBA with their new, you know, they're stricter in terms of the height and everything
seven,
else.
Five.
7'5". But I mean, the guy.
Everybody.
The guy's a real full.
Everybody shrunk 2 inches in the NBA and gained 10 pounds.
Hey, did you hear J.J. Barea? He's been playing at 6 feet. Listed
no
at six,
way.
He's been playing at 6 feet his entire career. So now he's 5'10". When they asked him about it, J.J. Barea, the Dallas Mavericks, he said, J.J., you know, how do you feel about now being listed at 5'10", thinking he was going to be upset? He said, you know, I'm thrilled. He goes, I'm just glad they didn't put me at 5'9". So JJ's happy at being 5'10", but we're seeing.
He knows something.
I mean, look, Zion now, you know, we saw 6'7", Zion Williamson. Yeah. It's now 6'6", Zion Williamson. Right. Yeah. So
he's having a great preseason, by the way.
He is. He, a lot of stuff around the rim, man. Yeah. There's some fun stuff going on right now in the preseason.
It's fun to see what happens once the real games start as well. You know, once he gets the body put on him and he starts facing the big guys that are going to want to. I remember Kyrie talking about when Lonzo Ball was coming into the league, and he was saying about how when everywhere he goes, he's going to be playing against somebody that's going to want to show him
right.
that he's a rookie, that he needs to
show number two show overall
he,
pick was Lonzo Ball,
that he
right.
belongs. But obviously he came with the extra
of course, baggage.
Advertising yeah, from yeah, his yeah. dad. Mm-hmm. But that, I think, was going to happen to Zion, number one pick and all the flair and everything. Everybody's going to want to go put it. But at the end of the day, you could end up with the short end of the stick if you're going against Zion Williamson.
Yeah, it's going to be that's going to be an interesting team. Yeah. New Orleans, David Griffin down there, of course, the new GM, to see how that club looks, see how a number of different clubs look. So you get a chance to see how the Cavs look right now. Again, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Go to Cavs.com to get your tickets. We are going to step away. In the second half of the show, we'll have our featured guest. We had a chance to sit down with Kevin Love. That's all coming up next right here on Cavs HQ.
Wade to the basket, hammers it home.
Good no-look pass to Porter. Porter fakes a three, goes baseline to the bucket. Got fouled by Williams, puts it up and in. Porter just willed his way to the bucket. Who says barbecue season is only in the summer? With all the variety Eckrich has to offer, you can enjoy your favorites all year long. With the best Eckrich hot dogs and sausages all under 200 calories, turn your grill into the next five-star restaurant. 115 years of experience guarantees that once you try Eckrich, you won't go back. With all products being sold at your local Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers, it won't be hard to start your five-star cooking today. Quality you can taste in one bite.
NBA G League Basketball is back, and tickets are on sale now for the Canton Charges' exciting ninth season at the Civic Center. Don't miss opening night Saturday, November 9th, when the Charge take on the Lakeland Magic. Join the team in honoring the men and women who've served our country at Salute to Service Night presented by Ohio Cat. Plus, all fans receive a magnet schedule courtesy of Dee Dee Stutz's Catering. Tickets as low as $8 at CantonCharge.com. Be a part of Charge Basketball. We are Canton. WWE Monday Night Raw comes to Cleveland's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Monday night, October 21st.
Time to go burn it down.
Seth Rollins goes one-on-one with Baron Corbin. Becky Lynch defends the Raw Women's Championship against Lacey Evans, plus Braun Strowman.
Somebody is going to get these hands.
And many more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com.
This is what awaits you on the other side.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Monday and Wednesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50.
He knocks it down.
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. That's Cavs.com/offers. Must be 21 or over to purchase.
And we welcome you back to Cavs HQ. As so many of you know, a pillar of the Cavaliers organization is community service, and the Cavaliers are celebrating 50 seasons on the court and in the Northeast Ohio community. The organization continues to make a difference in the lives of individuals and families in the area. The Cavs support a full roster of year-round efforts with special emphasis on education, youth and family services, health and wellness, life skills, and fighting neighborhood blight. The Cavaliers are all for one, one for all. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with the second half of Cavs HQ. And we welcome you back to Cavs HQ alongside Rafael Hernandez Brito. This is John Michael with our featured guest. And it is the grizzled veteran of this particular team.
That sounds
grizzly or grizzled?
No, grizzled.
When I say I'm going into my 12th season, I'm like, how did we get here?
Yeah, with a bunch of 18-year-olds running around the place. Good to see you, Kevin.
Likewise.
Kevin Love is our featured guest. Kevin, I wanted to talk a little basketball. Rafa's going to ask you about the summer, so get out of your sit. Go. Ask Kevin about his summer.
1969 is not
here we go.
Summer of love.
Yeah, right?
But 2019, there's so many theories behind the summer of love. I believe it was all real.
I thought it was free love back then. There was a lot
That may have been the case this summer.
That's true.
Who knows?
You changed the
concept. We're not going to go into that much detail.
You for sure changed the concept. But like Larry Nance brought up a theory, and not to bring in like conspiracy theories here, but like he said that it was all done behind a green screen using Apple's screensavers.
Right.
Like pictures of you
and like with Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah. Yeah, really didn't travel anywhere. Right.
Yeah, I went to the moon.
And the moon landing and stuff like that.
That would not have surprised me. I mean, you went to a lot of places.
What was your favorite stop out of all the places you went? And Larry Nance also, no, was it Larry or Tristan Thompson that said the amazing thing was, even though you started outside of the country, most of it was U.S. and North America.
Yep, North America. So we, I would say a really fun thing we did because we got to bring the dog was we went to the
cabin. We noticed.
All you had to do was turn on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Cascade Mountains. So Kate is from Vancouver, B.C. Uh-huh. So we went up to Whistler, went to Vancouver.
Oh, nice.
But then we took a chopper to the Cascade Mountains. We did a glacier kayaking, which was incredible. Like the ice caps had melted, a little bit of this glacier had melted, so the water's like crystal clear, blue as, I don't even know, as blue as that shirt right there.
It's radio.
I'm pointing it out. It's okay. Let's say it's like the Cavs uniforms.
Thank you.
See, Rafa clears it up for me. So that was unbelievable. I would say Southern Utah because I had this like love affair with the American Southwest and Western movies and spaghetti Westerns. So that was very fun for me. We got everything out of it that we could. But then I would say Phuket. Phuket was insane. Yeah. The people we met there. The food, being a tourist while also hanging out and chilling while also working out. It was the best of all worlds for that one. So it was a good summer.
We've been asking everybody, like, what would you, like we asked Larry Nance Jr., would you rather win the Slam Dunk Championship, win an NBA championship, or have 2 days of the summer of love?
Right.
We asked Kobe Altman, our GM, to put in like an incentive for us. Yeah, right. Say like you know the best at something wins 2 days of the summer. You know, like a spot or wherever you went. Because I think everybody noticed that too. But I gotta ask you, those cowboy outfits, man.
What about them?
Huh?
What do you mean?
Rafa wants a couple. What do you think is going to be Rafa asking you for stuff?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'll tell you what, a really fun thing that we did was depending on where we were traveling to, we had like
you got to live
already
it,
in our wardrobes. Yeah, we had to live the experience. So we had the cowboy hat. I got the mustache going. I had the cowboy boots. I had the big old belt buckle. So that was Jackson Hole was a whole different experience.
I sent Kevin a picture of the new shoes the new Hyper Dunk that Nike is developing. It's like cowboy boots with the Nike swoosh.
It was good.
I would actually
consider those.
Maybe not
on floor, but off the floor. It'd be good.
So, any deals fashion wise we need to know about moving forward? Oh, Rob's going to ask you about those.
Yeah, those are coming soon.
You get a call from Banana Republic saying, please come back.
Yeah, please come back. Yeah. No,
we don't want you to hurt yourself like kayaking in the glaciers.
We got to make some new stuff for every season. So, it's good.
It's like a cowboy with a turtleneck. Yeah, it'd be a good mix.
So tell us this. I mean, we've been through a couple of games here in the preseason, right? Brand new head coach and John Beilein. Brand new, not so new head coach, right? And John Beilein. What's this been like for you?
Well, no, it's been great. I think just feel a big culture shift. I mean, it's funny. We talk about that every single year, but you can really, really feel it now. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to actually execute it. It's like any great idea, right? It's one thing, I have this great idea, but how are you going to make it happen? So I think we're making the right steps. Taking the right steps in the right direction, and you mentioned all these youngsters. Like we have to make a concerted effort to bring them along and try to do it fast because there is such a learning curve, especially guys like like Darius. I mean, you saw it last year in Colin, that first half of the season. There were some ups and downs. There were some struggles. But that second half, he took a huge step forward and had a big summer. So we're hoping that Darius just comes in healthy, is feeling good, and can have that quick learning curve. Because, as you know, that one guard and two guard in the NBA is no joke. Yeah. There's so many great players, and it's such a tough position to play, especially coming in, because you do have to learn so fast and on the fly, and the game just speeds up. And it's not like in college where you have two games a week. Yeah, you're right. Playing 3-4 games a week, and then it's coming at you. It's so fast. But I guess that's the beauty of it, because you can have failures fast and success fast. So it's no matter what, it's short-lived because there's 82 games.
You mentioned the learning curve, and obviously there's no shortcut in learning, especially in the NBA. But if there's something that you can help, for example, Kevin Porter Jr., who plays not your position, but something similar, closer to what you play, but is there anything that you can help him with in terms of, like, getting ready for what he's about to witness and experience?
I mean, there's little things, too, that people, I feel, when you're young, you don't really consider, is finding your routine. I think your routine settles you in, and there's little things that you can add throughout the years, but just in taking care of your body, making sure that off the court you're getting rest and doing all the right things, but also making sure you come in and get your work done early. I think doing your work early is so key, and chasing the game is so key early on, because nothing happens, even outside of basketball. Everybody, you know, these are young kids that are into many different things, but nothing happens without that basketball. So I think it's just finding out what those things are. It's continuing to be curious about the game, studying film, I think, is huge as far as teaching points go. And I'm a very visual person, so for me, I had to look at film early on, especially because I was going up against guys like KG and Tim Duncan and Dirk. Like, those are guys that are not easy to play against when you first come into the league. So I was studying them even before I got into the league. But it's another thing to say, okay, I need to take a step back and see what I need to do better to have success. So I'm hoping that guys like KP and Darius and those guys are able to absorb some of that.
We understand John Beilein's a big film guy. Are there anything, I mean, obviously, Division I college basketball for John Beilein for the last 27 seasons.
Crazy.
Anything as you see the adjustment that you're going to have to work him out of in terms of, it's a little bit different here in the NBA, just in terms of maybe on the bus or on the plane or anything like that.
I think it's, in college, you really get to recruit and in some ways choose your players.
Right.
So I think there's the business side of it that comes into effect, but also just overall games played and practices. Yeah. Like, you have to – we live in an era now where you have to have the – I hate to say load management, but you have to have the management of not only that, but expectations as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you lose two games in a row, which you're not used to in college, you're coming into this and saying, okay, we'll do the film, we'll do the preparation, but how can we get better and make strides in the right direction? So it's tough. It's tough to just adjust to that right out of the gate, because you've been doing this your whole 27 years is a lifetime.
Yeah, so, and that's just Division One.
And it's just Division One where you're coming into this, and everybody's, you know, the best player in college, the best player at the university, and guys that really have something to prove. So it's just there's a lot of complexities, there's a lot of layers to this, but He's a great man. He's a great coach. So I don't think it'll take him too long to really get to be the John Beilein that we all know.
Last thing before we let you go, I think the biggest question, or one of the biggest questions on Cavs fans' mind, Cavalier country, how you feeling coming into
great.
This season?
Yeah, I mean, I think injuries are – you have to look at them like opportunities. You have to attack your rehab. And in the offseason, you got to just reassess, like getting your legs back underneath you. Mm-hmm. Make sure you travel, like
yeah,
I said.
Important.
No, but just continue to, I think there's always stuff that you can add, but just continue to chase the game and add new things, but just get my legs back underneath me. I think that was really huge for me, because even in the games where I came back last year, it was still, adapting to playing, 30, 35 minutes, boom, right away, getting back into game action. And that's not easy for, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, anyway,
so,
right.
Well, maybe Michael, but anybody else, it's tough for guys to transition right back into that. So get my legs underneath me, get my style of play back, and feeling really good.
Can you bring Vestry to practice someday?
I could, yeah. She can come
in. Haven't met her, man.
She can come into restaurants. She's an emotional support animal, so she can come wherever she wants. She has a good man. She's a good wife.
We want to meet her.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe we'll have her.
Everybody
needs
to meet her. She had the summer.
You should come and be with us on the TV show and bring her so we can put her on TV.
That's a good idea.
It'll be
viewing
Cleveland TV.
Yeah. Be fantastic. Kev, always good catching up, man. Have a great year.
Appreciate it, gentlemen.
The Lumineers. 3. The World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland. Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of The Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart. Open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Cleveland! Cavs basketball is back, and so are fan-favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Sexton between the circles. Goes the other way, launches a contested three! That's good! Oh, my!
This year's promotion schedule features 6 bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. 2 shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserve seats are on sale now at RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com and LiveNation.com.
Who says barbecue season is only in the summer? With all the variety Eckrich has to offer, you can enjoy your favorites all year long. With the best Eckrich hot dogs and sausages all under 200 calories, turn your grill into the next 5-star restaurant. 115 years of experience guarantees that once you try Eckrich, you won't go back. With all products being sold at your local Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers, it won't be hard to start your 5-star cooking today. Quality you can taste in one bite.
Cha-cha. You like this?
Yeah.
You guys having fun?
I don't know how to dance it, but I like it.
Marty Allen, Kurt McLaughlin, Leo Simone. Spin the tunes for us. We're back
spin
on
it.
Cavs HQ. As you look at the 20 guys in camp, Rafa, it becomes clear at camp Beeline, Cavs are pretty deep at guard. Cavs are pretty deep in terms of big men, 4s and 5s, where they're not as deep as on the wing. Jetty Osmond last season, it was the first season where he was a regular starter, and he will fill that role again coming into this season as the small forward. Coach Beeline indicated we may see some Jordan Clarkson playing that 3 role, but hey, it's on Jetty, and it's on Jetty again for the second straight season to hold down the fort at that small forward position.
It's funny how we have the kid who almost flew back after the first practice, remember when LeBron stepped on
his
foot?
I'll never forget.
How he's one of the leaders. He's one of the one of the veterans. I mean, obviously we had Tristan Daly and Kevin, but he's the guy that has grown with this team. He's gone through the process. And again, a kid that became a professional at 13 years old comes across the ocean, and now he's in a position after, you mentioned it, the first season for him last year being a starter full-time. Well, I can't wait to see what we see.
I mean, the Cavs need him to be good. Yeah. They need him to be good. I mean, there aren't many options there.
They're counting on his points.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think there's a lot riding on his play this season. Yeah. I don't think there's any question about it.
No doubt about it. And I think he knows it.
He should.
He should know. And he does. He does. I think he had a great summer, too.
Yeah. Oh, so. My goodness. He was 6th in the FIBA tournament, the World Cup, playing for Team Turkey. His club almost upset
and
the Americans.
He's definitely the leader.
Yeah.
And next to other NBA players, but he's definitely the leader in that team as well.
Yeah. So you had a chance to catch up with him at Media Day. Let's take a listen to that.
First of all, welcome to Cavs HQ. And tell us about your summer. You represented your country. You were busy going around the world. What's going on?
Yes, it was busy summer. Really, really busy summer. We had the World Cup, so... You know, I had a chance to spend time with my family and friends, but after that, it was just like three and a half months, really hard work, just getting ready for the season. because I believe this is going to be a big year for everybody. So, yes, it was really big summer, really busy, a lot of games, but I believe everything was just a good preparation for this season.
Speaking of this season, Jerry, you are now one of the veterans in this club. You are now one of the guys that knows what this organization is all about, mm-hmm. about the culture that Coach Beilein has been talking and repeating over and over again. And you will have a different role. You had a wonderful season last year, your first season really, where you really had the responsibility of mm-hmm. being a starter, of having your own role. Mm-hmm. How does that change this year for Jerry Osman?
Yes. You know, obviously it's going to be, I believe it's going to be a different culture for everybody because, you know, Coach Beilein was in college and I think for everybody's going to
everybody's
be,
new.
Everybody's new, exactly. Everybody's new. But, you know, for me, I feel that I'm really used to it because the game, the style, I believe it's more like Europeanish. So that's why
that fits
I'm really... So that's why I'm really, you know, used to it, and I know what to expect. So that's why I'm really excited to see how the season is gonna go.
You know, speaking of European basketball, playing at the World Cup, how much did that loss to the Team USA hurt? Overtime, free throws had something to do with it, and
yeah, it really hurt. It really hurt because for us was actually key. We had only two games, you know, Japan and Czech Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we really played a great game against USA. And
excellent, yeah.
You know, losing that game, especially against, you know, USA with 1 point, that really hurt us, you know. It hurt especially me.
What's up, Cavs Nation?
And, you know, just mentally and physically, we were not ready then against Czech Republic, you know,
yeah.
Especially after that game. It was really tough for everybody. And, you know, we lost against Czech Republic, which they played really better. And, you know, I believe everything was experience. You know, I've never been in that kind of situation ever. So I believe it was just a great experience for me. And, you know, I'm here and, you know, focusing this season, my third year. I hope it will be best for everybody.
How has your life changed, Jerry? Because I remember when you came in, everybody's asking about you and your experience and you being signed as a professional so young and kind of everybody trying to find out who Jerry Osman was. Now we know who he is. Everybody loves Jerry in Cleveland. Everybody's asking about your summer and everything. But has your life changed that much?
It really did. Yeah. You know, it really did, especially after that first year. You know, even if I didn't play too much because of my rookie season, but you know, I had really some games that I believe that it showed to a lot of people that I really can't play in NBA, and that the second season was really, really important for me, like as a starter, you know, as one of the leaders, like had a chance to take the responsibility. So that's why I believe, you know, that I did my best, and I feel that my game really grew up, and this year is even more important. So I'm ready, you know, worked all summer for this, and can't wait to start.
And we can't wait to see you on the court tomorrow here at Cleveland Clinic Courts for practice, and obviously going to play in the new transformed field house. I know yep. You got a chance to look at it. How impressed were you by that?
It is great. It is great. So the night that I land here, so I went directly, like, just to the field house just uh-huh. to see from the outside, and it was looking great, like amazing. And then the other day we went to a opening ceremony, and
it's amazing to see how much it is inside. No?
Yes, it really is. And just, you know, how it changed like so quick, it's just beautiful. And I really can't wait to go out there and play in front of our fans.
We can't wait to see how you're gonna make that place rock, man. Good luck this season, and
see you
tomorrow in practice.
Yep, thank you.
He's a likable young man, isn't he?
I liked him from the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know if it has to do with the fact that we had that international thing together. We share.
What, you're tight with every international NBA?
Yeah. If you remember, like, it is something there. But Jerry is the type of guy that you appreciate.
Yeah.
That he plays hard. I will never forget last season, last game of the season, he was landing under the bench on the feet of the coach, diving for a loose ball.
on the game 82 of the season.
Yeah.
That says it all.
This is a big year for him. Yeah. You know, year number three here in the NBA. And, you know, I do always chuckle. You brought up his first practice.
He thought they were going to come and give him a ticket.
One of my last memories. And again, for those of you who aren't familiar with the story, in Jetty's first practice? NBA practice, LeBron was driving to the basket, stepped on his foot, and had to leave the floor. And Jetty was heartbroken.
Well, he left the floor after a big silence.
Right.
Rain inside CCC.
Right. And Jetty later went and apologized to him. In the cold tub or wherever LeBron was. Jenny told you later he thought they were going to send him back.
A plane ticket to say, here, go back to Turkey.
Send him back to Europe.
And he was going to go to the airport and he got the ticket.
And he would have been like, I deserve to go home. Well, certainly best of luck to Jenny. We're going to be back right after this to wrap things up right here on Cavs HQ.
Monday Night Raw comes to Cleveland's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Monday night, October 21st.
Time to go burn it down.
Seth Rollins goes one-on-one with Baron Corbin. Becky Lynch defends the Raw Women's Championship against Lacey Evans, plus Braun Strowman.
Somebody is going to get these hands.
And many more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com.
This is what awaits you on the other side.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
You hear a lot about the future of energy. Everything from smart technology to a stronger power grid. It may sound complicated, but it's really just a brighter way to deliver what matters most to you. At First Energy, we know energy is important to your life. That's why we're working each and every day to bring you a brighter energy future. See all the bright ways we continue to put you first at firstenergycorp.com.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
You can create your own court using the template design tools available at Cavs.com/court. Winners will have their design replicated and placed in the Sherwin-Williams entrance of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Winners receive two tickets to a Cavs game and will be honored as one of the winners of the Sherwin-Williams Color Your Court Contest. Contest ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, November 22nd, 2019. Grab your crayons, painter markers, and color your court to win.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Final game of the Cavaliers preseason tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, Cavs, Celtics. Get your tickets at Cavs.com. Rafa, final thoughts as it's the final day of the preseason. However, the Cavs will then have 8 more days before the opener next Wednesday in Orlando against the Magic.
You think our players are looking forward to 7 days of Coach Beeline, of Camp Beeline?
That's what I meant. That's what I was implying, that yes, it's the end of the preseason games, but it ain't the end.
I think it'd be like the second part of camp.
Yeah.
But before we forget, our show on the TV side is now available on the Cavs YouTube channel.
Right.
So go ahead, subscribe, and give us a little like.
Free subscription, right?
Yeah, totally free, right. Yeah.
So check it out.
Check it out. YouTube Cavs.
So long, John and Rafa here on Cavs HQ.
El rebote de la Bedoya y quiere correr los Cavs. Delly por el centro. Tiene hombre a la izquierda. A la derecha, Sexton solito de tres en camino. ¡Pow! Sí, señor, el torito Colin Sexton. En doble cifras y los Cavaliers. También en doble cifras de larga distancia. 10-19 con la asistencia de la Bedoya.
¡Yay, yay, yay!
¡Hasta la vista, baby!
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now, available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of The Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.